This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has emphasized that the government stands firm and resolute in this era of social media, where there is misinformation and disinformation. Addressing the gathering at the leadership summit organized by a private media organization, Mr. Modi highlighted that his government stays away from vote bank politics and is working with the mantra of progress for the people by the people. He reaffirmed that the government aims to make the country a developed nation and the people have entrusted it with their confidence. On the issue of terrorism, Mr. Modi pointed out the times have changed and now it is the terrorists who feel unsafe in their own homes. Mr. Modi also pointed out that the governments after independence did not instill the energy needed for taking risks, but in the last 10 years, the youth have developed strong risk-taking ability. In Jharkhand, political heavyweights from both the NDA and the India bloc are crisscrossing the state to garner support for their party's candidates for the second phase of the assembly elections. Senior BJP leader and Union Minister Amit Shah will address three poll rallies in Dumka, Deoghar and Dhanwar today. On the other hand, Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge will hold public meetings in Jamtara and Khijri. Senior Jharkhand Mukti Morcha JMM leader and Chief Minister Hemant Soren is scheduled to address six rallies across the state. Meanwhile, outgoing JMM MLA from Littipara Assembly constituency Dinesh Marandi joined the BJP. After joining the BJP, he said the Hemant Soren-led government is protecting Bangladeshi infiltrators in the state. Mr. Marandi joined the party in the presence of BJP election in charge Shivraj Singh Chauhan. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address the Mera Booth Sabse Mazboot program today, where he will interact with party workers ahead of the Maharashtra Assembly elections. Additionally, several BJP leaders and their allies are scheduled to hold rallies across the state. Congress leader Rahul Gandhi will address two rallies today, while Priyanka Gandhi will lead three rallies. NCP Chief Ajit Pawar is going to campaign in Solapur, Pune and Nasik. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla highlighted that Controller and Auditor General of India is working with great transparency and its credibility and authenticity are now recognized globally. Addressing the fourth Audit Divas in New Delhi today, Mr. Birla mentioned that he witnessed people from different countries coming to India to study the Indian auditing system. He said these visitors learn from the Indian system and try to adopt it in their own countries. Seven people, including six members of a family, were killed in a tragic accident at Bijnor in Uttar Pradesh this morning. The incident took place in Dhampur area on Dehradun-Nainital National Highway when a speeding car hit a three-wheeler. Abhishek Jha, the SP of Bijnor district, told Akashvani News that six members of a family were coming back from Muradabad to their hometown Tibari in a three-wheeler when the car hit their vehicle. The car driver and another person were injured and admitted in hospital. Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath has expressed deep sorrow over the incident and asked officials to provide every possible help to the injured. In Uttar Pradesh, 10 infants died while 16 were injured after a massive fire broke out at the neonatal intensive care unit NICU of Maharani Lakshmibai Medical College in Jhansi last night. Talking to reporters, District Magistrate Avinash Kumar said the fire broke out around 10:45 p.m. in the NICU. ADG Kanpur Zone Alok Singh reached Jhansi to supervise the rescue work. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees from the Prime Minister's National Relief Fund for the next of kin of each deceased. The injured would be given 50,000 rupees. In squash, India's Abhay Singh stormed into the semi-finals of the Ace Malaysia Cup in Kuala Lumpur last evening. He defeated compatriot Velavan Senthil Kumar 3-1 in the quarterfinals. He will next take on Yen Yong Ng of Malaysia in the semi-final today. Meanwhile, another Indian player, Amit Tandon, suffered a loss against top seed Yusuf Soliman 1-3. In cricket, India thrashed South Africa by a staggering 135 runs in the fourth and final T20 International at the Wanderers Stadium in Johannesburg last night. With the win, India have clinched the four-match series 3-1. And with that, we end this news bulletin.